It is 7:45 on this holiday weekend. Let's bring in our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's with another wine chat. Good morning, Jack. I hope your holiday is going well.
It's great. If you don't mind just a few people around.
And it's rather quiet, for sure.
Yes. In fact, I was thinking what we talk about today. About 12 years ago, if you remember, we had a contest to see who would come up with the best use of leftover turkey.
Yes.
And my daughter-in-law won the contest, hands down. She made shepherd's pie. And we had turkey tetrazzini and turkey tacos and turkey soup. And I think we had five entries. And hers won hands down and actually is the easiest to do. And I'd suggest if you haven't, I think a lot of us are faced with a lot of leftover turkey because of the current situation. You didn't have as many people, and you probably still bought a pretty big turkey. So you have turkey leftovers, and I think that's one of the joys of turkey, frankly, are the leftover dishes you can make from it. And shepherd's pie, as I said, was hands down our favorite. We did that last night. We had shepherd's pie, and it was wonderful and so simple to do. You just put on the bottom the dressing in an oven bakeable dish, put the dressing on the bottom, the cooked dressing, then you put turkey on top of that, and then mashed potatoes on top of that, and then pour gravy on the top, pop it into the oven for about 40 minutes, and take it out and serve it with crusty bread and green salad. You've got a meal fit for a king. Shepherd's pie, shepherd's pie is a very, very common dish, particularly in the British Isles. And it's usually kind of a lamb stew covered with mashed potatoes and gravy. Well, in this instance, it's a turkey. And once again, you layer it. It's the turkey dressing, then some sliced turkey, then on top of that, mashed potatoes, and then put the gravy on top of that, pop it in the oven. And it's a big hit with everybody. In fact, last night, my skinny little granddaughter had seconds. I didn't know where she could even put all that, but she said it was so delicious, she had to have seconds. But there's a lot of good things you can do with turkey. Turkey tetrazzini is a favorite of mine, which I just absolutely love. And then there's a turkey cranberry ragu, which is, nothing more than a stew, but you've added for a little different wrinkle cranberries to it. It makes it very delicious. Turkey au gratin, superb. So turkey leftovers really are terrific. And I think my all-time favorite comes at the end of this week when I'll do turkey wild rice soup with whatever's left of the carcass. We boil that up with some wild rice and make turkey wild rice soup. And it is delicious, and it's a great finale to the end of the turkey season. And these are such good recipes. And the wines, you usually basically use the same wine you would with a turkey dinner. For example, over 40 years, we've recommended a Vouvray from the Loire Valley called Vouvray Voltaire. It's modestly priced. I think it's under $15. And then Vouvray is 100% Chenin Blanc, so it's a soft white wine, and it just seems to marry so perfectly with turkey. My wife said yesterday, I'm going to save that Vouvray glass of mine that she was going to have as an aperitif to have it with the turkey because it marries so well with turkey. As I said, Chenin Blanc it's a dry wine, but it has a very soft finish, so it pairs very nicely with anything where there's sweetness. And let's face it, turkey is kind of a sweet meat. So that is my first go-to wine. Vouvray Voltaire, 100% Chenin Blanc. It's easy, it's friendly. Everybody likes it, and it's inexpensive. So what's not to like about that? Another wine that's kind of good with leftover turkeys is Mecombe Village. Mecombe Village is a white wine, a Chardonnay, from an area, Mecombe, which is outside of Beaujolais. And it's a soft Chardonnay, it's a southern Burgundy, it's easy, it's available, it has a beautiful finish on it. Sometimes in the nose you can get a little pineapple maybe. And Mecones are really a delightful wine. And As I said, it's 100% Chardonnay. Guichot is one of our great suppliers in Burgundy, and he makes a very, very good Mâconnaise. And again, under $20, just a perfect wine to have with turkey leftover. If you want to have red, I always recommend Beaujolais because it's soft, accessible, and easy to. Cause it goes so well. Again, Beaujolais is the Gamay grape. It's a soft red grape. It's easy. It's accessible. It's not a complicated wine. And, of course, these aren't complicated dishes. They're very straightforward, easy-to-like dishes. And so Beaujolais goes very, very nicely with it. I wouldn't get a cru Beaujolais. That's one of the, like, Moulin Avant or Saint-Amour or Bruy or something. They're almost too big and powerful to have with leftover turkey. The Beaujolais also that's not bad with turkey is Nouveau. Nouveau, you know, gets a bad rap because it is Nouveau. I mean, it's the year it's made. Right now the Nouveau is 2020, and incidentally, it's quite good. And it's fruit-forward, and it's a quaffing wine. And not to be analyzed and waxed on over, same as the turkey leftovers. Not to be waxed over, just enjoy them. They're delicious. And so it's the same thing with Nouveau Beaujolais. Just enjoy it. It's delicious. And it goes very, very nicely. You can also get a Oregon Pinot Noir. Those are really overlooked all the time. There's one that I particularly like. It's called Second Growth. And it's also, all these wines are under $20. Just a terrific wine to have with your leftover turkey dishes. And if you prefer, some people like rinds, and I'm a big fan of rind with smoked meat and things like that. So if you smoked a turkey, a rind would be absolutely delicious with it. There's a good one from Dr. Tonish, who is better known for his famous Berngasser Doctor, but they make a simple, just straightforward Riesling, 100% Rhine Riesling grape from the Rhine, Dr. Tonish, just absolutely delicious. And again, I think it's about $12.99 a bottle. So you aren't breaking the bank with these wines, and you're getting a bang for the buck. I mean, the wine is delicious and complements leftovers. So turkey leftovers don't have to be a headache. They can be an absolute joy and make a wonderful meal that everybody's going to enjoy, whether you make a shepherd's pie or turkey tetrazzini or you make a big pot of wild rice turkey soup. It makes a lovely meal and sort of extends the holiday, the festive part of the holidays. You know, a lot of people don't like leftovers. I happen to think sometimes the leftovers are better than the original meal was, particularly stuff that enjoys reheating, like soups and things like that, always tastes better the second or third day, in my opinion. Another thing, I got a call from somebody, and we overlooked it a couple of weeks ago, was deer opener. And what should wine is best with deer? Well, you know, venison is a deer is a funny thing. Moose and elk are all part of the deer family, and there's so many different kinds of deer, mule deer, whitetail, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's easy to pick a wine with that because you want kind of a big red wine. You've got a big, gamey dish, so red wine is really best. And it goes, as I said, with deer, elk, caribou, moose. Venison, of course, is the most popular, particularly here in Minnesota. And you want a red wine that has some oomph to it. A Chateauneuf du Pape that's heavy to Syrah would be wonderful. A Syrah would be wonderful. You can find some Syrahs from the Midi in France that are, you know, about $12 a bottle that are absolutely delicious. And, of course, you can get California Syrah. Dumal makes one. It's real expensive, but boy, I'll tell you, it's worth tipping into the piggy bank for that Dumal Syrah. It's a big, inky red wine that would be perfect with venison. And don't forget, when you're cooking venison, you know, there isn't much fat in wild game like there is in beef or stuff we buy. So it's not, you have to make sure it's moist so it's not overcooked. And wine, incidentally, a marinade is a wonderful thing because wine is a great, great tenderizer. So if you're going to have, say, a venison, the backstrap or the tenderloin, rub it. You might even want to wrap it in cheesecloth, but soak that cheesecloth in a good red wine and let it sit in the refrigerator with some seasonings on it and throw it on the grill and don't overcook it. That's a problem with a lot of people when they have a game dish, they tend to overcook it. They figure, you know, I know my mother and father always overcooked any time we had game. It was overcooked. I never really liked it till somebody came along and showed me once that venison could be medium rare and just delicious. One of my sons, who's quite an avid hunter, makes a venison chili, and I think it's the best chili I've ever tasted. And what he puts in it, one of the interesting things, is instead of kidney beans, he uses black beans. Makes a wonderful difference in that chili. And a nice zippy wine with that, a little Rhone wine from the south of France, or a Syrah from California, even Zinfandel with that chili because of that hot sweetness that comes in chili. And if you're making venison chili, maybe try a Zinfandel. I don't think you'd be disappointed in something like Terrace's Zinfandel with venison chili. But don't forget, the game is not the same as beef, so you want to cook it a little differently. Take some time to marinate it. Marinade tenderizes stuff, and so you want to tenderize it, and you want it to have, you don't want it to lose its gamey flavor. That's what you kind of like about venison, but you want to tame that flavor a little bit, and you can do that, as I said, with wine, and wine is a marinade. Merlot would be very good. A Sotomayor from France would be terrific. A Merlot from Chile wouldn't be too bad either. And those are also good to have with wild duck. My favorite, of course, with wild duck is Pinot Noir. And if you shot a goose, you know, wild goose is fairly tough meat, and you've got to figure a way to tenderize it. Sometimes just making a big goose stew will do it every time. Just absolutely delicious use of stew of goose is to stew it or braise it. And, you know, nowadays with these kind of everybody has these slow cooker crock pot things, it's easy to slow cook something. And when you slow cook something, you tenderize it, and it's delicious. Well, there you have it. Good ideas, I think, of what to do with your turkey leftovers. Some interesting ideas to make your game dinner a little more memorable. And that's fun thing in this hard times we're going through right now. We have to stay home. There aren't restaurants to go to. You know, try a little experimenting and cooking some of these things and pairing them with wine. It makes it more interesting. And, you know, we learn a little something while we're doing it, too.
Absolutely. And I know exactly, to search for wine, you need to go no further than any Haskell's, right?
That's right. The folks at Haskell's, we love to talk about wine, and we love to pair wine with the food, and that we're very good at it. We've been doing it 85 years. And this weekend, rush to Haskell's. Every wine is on sale. All the wines that we ordinarily on sale are on sale. Plus, everything else is 20% off. So we take 20% off any wine you want to buy. If you've been eyeing a bottle of $100 wine and just didn't want to spend that much, well, come in today or tomorrow and you get 20% off, so it'll only cost you $80. So stop in. There's a Haskell's near you where you can enjoy these big savings on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Excelsior, in Faribault, right off of 35W. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Plymouth, St. Paul, at Ridgedale and Minnetonka, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, and you can see all our wonderful things that are on sale. And you can even find some of these marinade recipes at Haskell's.com. But at any rate, do stop in.
All right, good deal, Jack.
Oh,
let's talk again next week.
Deliver.
And deliver, absolutely. Let's talk next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you, Jack.